Hey, it's Gabe. I want to recommend a podcast I think you'll enjoy called What Could Go Right. On What Could Go Right, the hosts, Progress Network founder Zachary Carabel and executive director Emma Varva Lucas, sit down with expert guests to discuss the world's most pressing issues. They look back at how far society has come and look forward to what it will take to achieve a brighter future. If you're looking for a weekly dose of optimistic ideas from smart people, listen to What Could Go Right wherever you get your podcasts.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to This Day in History class from HowStuffWorks.com and from the desk of Stuff You Missed in History class. It's the show where we explore the past one day at a time with a quick look at what happened today in history. Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Tracy V. Wilson and it's November 14th. The BBC began daily radio broadcasts on this day in 1922, making it the world's oldest national broadcasting organization. Radio, at this point, was still relatively new. It was developed through the work of multiple inventors and engineers and businessmen at the end of the 19th century. And once people worked out how to communicate wirelessly using radio waves, it became super easy to build the receiver needed to do that. A lot of people got really interested in amateur radio, but all of this amateur use of radio quickly started to crowd out the increasingly important radio transmissions that were being used in an official capacity. For example, during World War I, civilian radio signals could overwhelm military communications. So governments started regulating amateur use of radio and passing laws about who could use radio and how, and regulating exactly what frequencies could be used for what purpose. By the 1920s, the British public was lobbying for some kind of national broadcasting service. It was inspired in part by broadcasting services that had sprung up in the United States and had already started to be developed. The amateur broadcasters in the UK had already been shut down, and regulated alternatives had been slow to develop because of the fears that the signals would interfere with more critical radio communications. In May, though, the Postmaster General announced that a national broadcaster would be authorized. And then after a series of meetings and committee discussions, the British Broadcasting Company was formed on October 19th of 1922. It would be the following January, though, before it was formally licensed. And at that point, it was already sending broadcasts. Six leading wireless manufacturers were involved in creating the original British Broadcasting Company. One of them was the Marconi Company, and the first broadcasts on this new radio service came from Marconi's studio called 2LO. This was a daily service, but it wasn't all day. The first broadcast was a news report that was provided by news agencies, and then the weather. It was foggy in a lot of England that day, and London was seeing some smog. At first, a typical broadcast day was just a few hours of music, news, and weather, which eventually expanded to also include things like audio drama. And receiving the broadcast required a person to have a broadcast receiving license. More than a million of these licenses were issued before that very first day of broadcasting even happened. The British Broadcasting Company was, as its name suggests, a company, but it reorganized in 1927 to be more like the public corporation that it is today. We don't know very much about how listeners really responded to the first few years of daily broadcasting from the BBC because audience research didn't start until 1936. BBC television service also began in 1936 on August 26th. The BBC actually adopted television a lot quicker than it had adopted radio. And now, of course, it's known as just the BBC. Although, in a lot of minds, including mine, it still stands for British Broadcasting Company, or maybe British Broadcasting Corporation, at least in people's heads. Thanks very much to Eves Jeffcoat for her research work on today's podcast, and thanks to Casey Pegram and Chandler Mays for their audio work on this show. You can subscribe to This Day in History class on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and wherever else you get your podcasts, and you can tune in tomorrow for an incredibly destructive march.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And...
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds looking fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear leaves and debris with the 40-volt leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at the Home Depot and on homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Are you looking to build this year? If so, there is no better time than right now to start planning and to get your spot on the construction schedule. If you need a garage, a stall barn, a storage for vehicles, RV, boat, collectibles, or even a shop for your farm, hobbies, or car restoration projects, visit MortonBuildings.com and start your construction process. With superior materials, craftsmanship, best-in-class warranty, Morton Buildings are made to last for generations. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From their cutting-edge innovations to their craftsmen in the field, they are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Their legacy of excellence spans more than 120 years, and Morton Buildings is 100% employee-owned with more than 250,000 satisfied customers. That means they're the industry leader you can trust. When you choose Morton, you'll experience quality at every step of the building process, starting before the walls even go up. Visit MortonBuildings.com to get started today.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.